This is Dylan Arvella for Football South Coast. I've been at King Mickey Park for Warilla v Helensburgh in a match pitting 3rd against 4th in the WGC Cranes District League. Helensburgh played some majestic football in the opening half hour, but 3 goals in 4 minutes meant Warilla had a dominant 3-0 lead at half time. The match finished 5-1 to the Wanderers, and here is the post-match interviews with the two coaches, starting off with the victorious Barney King.
To start the game, you guys were a bit slow. Helensburgh were making a few chances, but a real flurry of goals at the end of the first half set up a convincing win for your side.
Yep. Well, I knew it was going to be a tough game. I knew it was going to be a tough game for them. They haven't lost a game for 5 or 6 games, so I was expecting a tough game. And they'd recruited more players, the Japanese boys and that. So I was expecting a tough 20, first 20. But I thought we weathered the storm well. I thought our goalkeeper was good on song, and you know, he dispelled all the early chances, and then as I see our strikers come on the second stanza of the first half, and you know, three good goals, and I thought we were good after that, and we were good for our money. Helensburgh, they puffed and puffed, but they didn't really create too much.
Yeah. Just on new strikers, Kane Good, Bojan Karic, they picked up another 3 goals between them today. Yep. It's a pretty formidable partnership up there. Yep.
Yes, and also signing Daniel Atkins now as well, who gives me that that extra option up there as well. So that was good, but yeah, Carrick and Good are the real deal, you know, for this league. And they're Premier League strikers, you know. I expect them to score week in, week out. And if they don't, I want to know why. And they didn't last week, and I criticised them. And as I say, we've got a response today.
Yeah. Tough game against Oak Flats. You guys fought back for a draw with them earlier on in the season. Do you guys feel that you can still push Fernhill and take out the title this year?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. We've got best, I would say, the strongest depth in the league. I'll tell you, I've got five or six good first-grade players sitting around in reserve grade. So we're going to go right. We're going to push them right to the limit. They've got 6 points on us at the moment, but you know, this league's unpredictable. I've been in this league a while now, and I know the capabilities. If you haven't got depth at the second half of the season, when the cars start taking its toll, injuries, suspensions, and all that sort of stuff. So you know, we'll go right to the end. You know, we'll go right to the end, and you know, we've proved that in the past. We've fell short with Coromel last year. Hopefully, we don't fall short with Fernhill this year.
Now, here is Helensburgh's coach, Brad Boardman. Fair warning, he's a little bit under the weather.
I felt you guys had a really strong start to the game, but the back end of the half, you guys really fell apart there.
Yeah, just lots of concentration. You know, our boys, we're week by week, we're getting better and better. But it's just those little things we've got to tighten up. You know, the lapses in concentration, they're going to punish teams. And when a team like Warilla, the quality they've got, the way that Barney King plays, mate, you can't afford to lose concentration like that.
Helensburgh has a fantastic record against the lower half teams, really putting some big scores on. But you've struggled against the bigger sides. Why do you think that is the case?
It's definitely what I just said. You know, the bigger sides and the sides above us, so they're that step above us. They're the ones that don't lose that concentration. You know, when we lose that concentration against teams like, you know, the lower half teams, they don't punish us as quickly as that team. But you know, you look at that first half, we conceded 3 goals in a matter of 5 minutes. You know, that's a concentration lapse. So that's the difference. And if our boys don't, you know, if we don't switch it on and change it, and next week's going to be exactly the same.
On a positive note, Brad Watts, he scored a fantastic goal for your side today. I thought Cody Cuthbertson was really bright in the first half. A few young guys making a pretty big impact in the league.
Yeah, the young boys really stepped up, as I said. Like, you know, we've been working hard. We've been working hard at training. You know, and a lot of these boys, you know, you've got to realise they're playing youth grade last year. So it's a big, big, big effort from all these boys that are coming up and stepping up in this league and, you know, in the first grade. And, you know, they're really, really coming along really well. So, you know, we'll rethink everything and, you know, start again next week. So,
and talking about next week, Fernhill, obviously a tough game as well. What are you going to be focusing on for that one?
Oh, exactly the same. Concentration, tighten up at the back. You know, we'll make a few changes with what we're going to do. You know, we've got obviously, I did my homework. I went and watched them yesterday play Kiama. You know, and hopefully we can, you know, turn it around and, you know, get a point or 3 points next week.